Hey, when I'm in the club, yeah, I'm loving that. When I'm at the house, yeah, I'm loving that. Should we do a little key? Should we have a little line? Wanna go for a while? Wanna bop in that? 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 She's so fucking cute. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Manic Candace podcast. It's your girl Candace, back at it again with a brand new episode of the podcast. And today, this morning, this evening, this afternoon, this good night, we are going to discuss life after 29. It is pretty fucking lit, I'm not gonna lie. It's currently 11:46 p.m. in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm recording to you live from downtown. Hold on. Do you hear this? This is insane. Oh my god, her concert was just so good. It was everything. You guys, it was everything. It was everything. Like, I gagged the entire time. Like, I was fucked up. Like, I was, like, so out of my mind. I was, like, but in a good way. I was coherent. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I made it home safely. Like, I got merch. I kept my merch. I didn't lose my merch. Thank God. I adore her. I recorded everything. Thank goodness. Because there's some parts where I did black out. I had a lot of fun. I had so much fun. We're going to open my seltzer water and we're going to discuss life after 29. I already said that, but like, for real. Put your hands up and dance. Yeah, I'm going to dance all night. That's right. All night. Put your hands up and dance. Yeah, I'm going to dance all night. That's right. All night. La 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 la. I don't know the lyrics to the second half of the part, so I'm like, la, 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 la. I'm hungry. Oh my god. But life after 29, it gets harder to make friends, you guys, and maintain friendships. I'll admit. I'm gonna start off real strong here. Like, for example, me and Gabby. We used to talk all the time, but, like, the older we get, like, I'm lucky if I talk to her once a month. Like, she's so caught up and busy with her own life, like, with her family, with her boyfriend. She called me today because there's nothing else to do. The power was out, so I was like, let's call Candace. Like, you know, like, what the fuck? It gets harder to make friends because, like, these days, like, the older I get, I notice that, like, unless you're doing something for each other, like, or gaining something from each other, there's really no point in interacting unless you're genuinely friends. Like, I guess it's not that hard to make friends. But, like, out of my late 20s, I made, like, maybe, like, 7 friends and kept, like, maybe 2. No, maybe all 7. I could argue. I can make arguments for 7 people. You realize that time is precious. You know, I was thinking today, like, I'm gonna lose my mom one day, or she's gonna lose me. And I think morbidly like that. Like, I love to do it, too. I'm sorry. Like, I love to be morbid. But, like, I was seriously thinking that, and I cried. And I'm like, what are you crying for? Like, you don't need to cry right now. So I had to get myself together, but, like, you do realize that time is precious. Like, you realize that every day is a blessing, that to be alive. And, like, some people, they don't reach this point, or they have and they don't appreciate it, and, like, they're suicidal. And I just want to say that if you're feeling that way, like, you know, I get you. Like, I understand. But, you know, you're valued, your life matters. And, you know, you're important. you're important to somebody. And, you know, one day maybe that person may need you. You know, sometimes I get down about my own life and sometimes I think that way. And like the way I get myself out of it is that I have people that are gonna need me one day. And that is a hard truth. So like I'm, you know, just realize time is precious, that's all. You reevaluate, and like to tie into that, like you reevaluate your career, because like you notice that you're like, damn, I spend so much time at work. I'm spending 40, 50, 60, 70 hours at work a week. And for me personally, I'm asking myself, I'm like, why are you here at my current job? I'm like, why are you in this? And it's not just my job. It's like what I do. Like what I do is very general. I could take what I do and I can go to any institution, financial institution, and do what I do. It's very general. And like I ask myself, I'm like, why am I here? I'm like, because of the paycheck. And I'm like, okay, I'm here because of the paycheck. So I'm like trying to figure out, I'm like, what can I do to make 5 times what I'm making a month? And I figured it out, so I'm taking steps towards that. So wish me luck. Your health needs attention after 29. I subscribe to the Joint Chiropractic scam here. I don't think they're good chiropractors. Like, I've had a private chiropractor before, and he was not amazing, but like he was kind of creepy, but like he was okay, but like he was definitely more involved than these fucks. Boundaries are crucial. You gotta set limits with certain people, especially people that you want to keep at a distance. And like what that looks like is like, let's say for example, you know someone that's not doing good things in life and you don't want that to kind of rub off on you, that influence or that bad karma that they might encounter. You might be in the same vicinity as them and it might rub off on you that way. You could set boundaries with them from the get-go, like not wanting to hang out past a certain time, not texting them past a certain time. I had to like yell at some guy that shouldn't have texted me what he texted me past a certain hour, and I had to yell at him, and that me yelling at him was setting a boundary, but it didn't have to get that way. It should have been known that's not okay to text people past a certain hour. But I guess he's not in the know, but like you fuck around, you find out, right? You realize that you are the creator of your own life, and that is terrifying and freeing at the same time. Terrifying because you have to take accountability for how your life turned out up until now. I like my life. Am I in love with it? Not yet. I like it a lot. I'm having fun, and I don't have any, like, I feel like I don't have anything holding me back. And I feel like a lot of people in my life have things that are holding them back. And sometimes it's a boyfriend. Sometimes it's like their children. I hate to say it, but like it's their children. Social media is not reality. And I realized that once I started meeting people in person that were in the art scene, but in different ways. Maybe they owned a studio. Maybe they owned an event. Maybe they were just fans of fellow artists that were there. I was invited to a cookout, basically. And it was thrown by a fellow artist, and he invited me out of nowhere. And I was so appreciative. I went and I ate food, and like, it was so cool to like be a part of it, to meet people. And like, you kind of become like a hermit in your late 20s, especially if you're single. And this is where it's important to try to make friends. It's like, you tend to be lonely on purpose sometimes, if that makes sense. Like, I've spent so much time alone that I'd rather spend time alone. And that's a problem. You shouldn't spend so much time alone that you don't want to interact with other people. That's not normal. That's not normal to not be around people, to not be social, to not exercise social skills. Human beings were designed and need to be social with each other. It's a survival thing. And building a support system outside of your family is very important. Like, your friends, like, make those relationships strong. Keep them strong. Cultivate them. You know, nurture them. Keep them. Because, like, you may have to depend on these people if your family's gone. Or if you're far away from your family. Living beyond your means, this applies only to some people. Some people like me. I used to live beyond my means, meaning I had credit cards and loans that I shouldn't have taken out. But I did anyway. And it caught up to me. And I'm learning now that, like, I didn't have to do those things. And I'm learning the value of delayed gratification. I deleted Shein off my phone. I deleted Klarna. I deleted ShopPay. I deleted all these, like Affirm. I deleted all these, like, apps that I would shop on. But besides those apps, and like, I paid every single last payment that I needed to pay to these pay-as-you-go companies. And I'm just like so sick and tired of like spending my money on bullshit. I bought 10 slimes. And then like, I blame everybody on Twitter that watched me buy 10 slimes. I'm like, who let me buy 10 slimes? It was me. But if you ever see me on Twitter and I'm buying slimes, It's a call for help. Like, send me to the hospital. Or at least take my debit card away. Like, shit. I hate how, like, when your debit card is connected to everything and, like, everything just, like, charges at random times. And it's just like, fuck. That went through again. And it's just like, that's not due till next week. Why is it running? Like, deadass, Apple, count your days. Count your fucking days, Apple. I swear to God, I have my YouTube. It's not due till November 2nd. It's not due till November 2nd. Why they charge me today for something that's due on November 2nd? Why they... Apple, count your fucking days. Heavy on social media isn't reality. Like I was saying, I was invited to a cookout and I met other people that were in the art scene. And I just realized that, like, hey, number one, congratulations for becoming someone in the art scene. And, like, hanging out in the art district at a studio with all these other artists and people who own the studio. Like, it was so fucking cool to be a part of it. To be a part of it all that night. But I still have to say that I know these people know me, or they say they knew me from social media. And I'm like, you don't know who I am. You don't know my art. Because, like, I think they were just saying that, like, just... try to relate to me or try to be nice. But like, I reintroduced myself and a couple of people said that they knew who I was. And like, I don't know if I'm downplaying myself or I'm gaslighting myself from what I said a little earlier about like it not being legit. But like, I think it could be. But like, I used to think that my worth came from how many followers I had. I used to think that my people knowing of me only came from how big my follower count was. Does that make sense? Like, I equated my success based on how many followers I had. And that is so toxic. That is, like, one of the biggest and most toxic things you can do to yourself and to your art and to your craft, your style, your work ethic, everything. And it becomes less and less meaningful the more you just create for a crowd. Can we talk about it? Like, I feel like I lost touch with my art, not because I don't want to do it, not because I'm not good at it anymore. It's just because I felt like I was putting on a show for people who didn't appreciate me, for people who didn't like it, for people who didn't. And, like, how do I know that someone didn't like it for real? Just because they didn't physically like it, like, on an Instagram photo? And, like, why am I basing my self-worth on how my art, like, the value of my... Why am I basing the value of my art on how many Instagram likes it's getting? How many views it's getting? Like, it became very toxic. And so I just unfollowed everybody. And made everybody unfollow me. I removed everybody as followers on my Instagram. And it was so freeing. And it was so terrifying at the same time. Because I was like, what the fuck did you just do? You crazy bitch. I regretted it for a year. And then I realized I had an epiphany recently in the recent month that, you know, fuck it. If you're meeting people for the first time and there's asking you what your art name is and they're saying they've heard of you, like, accept it. Just accept it. And I'm just like, okay, I'll accept it. You make peace with who you are and who you're becoming and who you turned out to be versus who you wanted to be. Like, I wanted to be a pop star when I was little. But, like, now that I'm older, I appreciate that I'm not. Because it looks hard with what they do, touring and stuff, but it looks fun. I was really right front and center at the Brat tour, Sweat tour, and it was so cute to see Troy, and it was so awesome to see Charlie XCX, and, like, she played Vroom Vroom, and, like, for those of you who don't know, that's, like, one of her most popular songs, and, like, it gets the crowd crazy. So she performed it, and the crowd went crazy. And I went crazy. And, like, everybody just went crazy. And, like, I'm still numb in my toes. On my left foot. Still numb in the toes. But you make peace with who you are. That's what I was saying. And who you're becoming. And who you became. Versus what you wanted to be. Accepting who you... Like, accepting how you came out. Like, how I'm trying to explain is, like, how you came out. Overall, like, how good of a daughter or good of a son you were to your parents. Like, did you accomplish what you said you were going to accomplish? Or did you have any goals? Or did you accomplish anything worth mentioning? But it's also important after 29 to stop measuring your self-worth on what you achieve. And to use your failures as not just points of, like, oh shit, I failed here and I remember that and that was a painful memory. Like, use your failures as help. Use your failures as guidance. Use your failures as an instruction manual on what not to do next. Use your failures to help you out, is what I'm trying to say. You realize that your 30s is, like, the beginning of something worth living. I know that sounds really corny, but it's true. You feel like your 30s is, like, even talking about it now, like, I'm getting butterflies. You feel like you're about to start a new journey. And you're so glad. Even though it's bittersweet, you're so glad your 20s are over. The other night, I was crying. No, I wasn't crying. I told myself, I'm like, bitch, you're not going to cry over your 20s. Because I was like, aw. I had this thought. I was like, aw, your 20s are ending. And I was going to cry. And then I'm like, don't you shed one tear? don't you shed one tear, and I stopped the tears from falling. And I just want to say that, like, at 29 and after 29, you're so glad that you made it to 29, first of all, because you realize it's a blessing. Second of all, it's like, you're so glad, like I said, your 20s are fucking over. You look back and you're like, I don't want to go through that ever again. And like, I look back at my 20s and that's how I feel. I would not relive my 20s. You couldn't pay me to relive my 20s. I'm so glad that it's almost over. Your romantic priorities shift. And that's what's happening for me right now after 29. Is that like, I could potentially be moving away as soon as next year for a temporary amount of time. But like, I can't seriously date anyone if that's going to be the case, you know? Starting a family becomes a real thought. In all seriousness, I was beginning to have thoughts, because like, the person I'm having sex with, like, I'm not using protection, and I should be, but I'm not. And like, I don't know why I'm not. It's not like I couldn't afford not to. I'm not saying I'm above condoms. Like, you need, please use condoms. But I'm not using them. And I know that. And I'm like, okay, so what happens if you get pregnant? Are you going to keep it? And so I think about that, what I'm risking, right? Pregnancy. I think about that in all seriousness. And I think about, like, what would it be like if me and him co-parented and raised a child together? What would that look like? What would our family dynamic feel like? This is very recent, but like, I'm starting to think about it all the time. What would a family feel like? What would it be like? Would it be fun? Would it be painful? Would it be like, there's so many things that families go through together. Your outlook on life is a lot more positive, I would say. I know for me, after 29, I just started, like, living each day, like, okay, this is a day I get to try to make things right again. Does that make sense? Like, your outlook on life becomes a lot more, or a lot less, like, stressful and a lot more manageable. Your insecurities begin to fade a little bit. I know, at least for me, recently I noticed that. When I say recently, I mean after I turned 29. Just so you guys know, I turned 29 in August. So recently, I've been thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, like, things you used to be insecure about, why don't you fix them? Why don't you fix them? What's stopping you from fixing them? And I did something drastic, and I got on Ozempic. I lost 30 pounds as of today. And, like, I haven't been this weight in a long time. And I feel confident. I feel beautiful. I feel all these great things, right? But, like, it took me, like, looking at myself in the mirror and being like, okay, what don't you like? Let's stop hating ourselves. Let's start loving ourselves. And I was having a deep thought. And I'm like, if I were God and I was looking down upon me and I loved me as Candace, the creature, and I was God, then, like, I would be sad that, like, I didn't love, that Candace didn't love herself. So, like, I told myself, I'm like, you need to love yourself, girl. But that part gets confusing, because it's like, how do you love yourself? And it's a journey. It's accepting accepting your flaws. Like, it's very heavy. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. Don't cry, Candace, don't cry. But, like, loving myself is hard. Because I do things that I don't want to do sometimes. Out of habit. If you know what I'm talking about. But, like, like, every decision weighs heavy on you. Because you don't have all the time in the world anymore. You realize that. I think once I start the journey, I have started the journey. And I'm, like, not there at my destination. Which is, like, I don't feel like I love myself fully. You know, I feel like I don't have a lot of compassion for myself. I feel like I don't give myself enough credit. And my accomplishments and what I have done and what I know I'm capable of. I feel like I psych myself out on things way too much. And that it needs some addressing. Just like your health. Exercise has become so important to me. Not only to look good, but to feel good. I don't want to be in pain all day because I sit in a chair for work 5 days out of the week. And I lay down for 8 hours 5 days out of the week. And then the other 8 hours I'm either laying down or like walking up or up and about, hopefully. You begin to fall in love with who you are. I love that I'm an artist. I love that I developed a taste for sparkling water. I love that I love to read. I love that I have a podcast. I love that I am a romantic. I love the way I love music. I love the way I'm passionate about things that I really like. What else do I love about myself? I love that I can go to a concert by myself and have a great time. See, this is how learning how to love myself, like, this is what it looks like. I know it's kind of confusing, but, like, just stay with me. It's okay to ask for help, y'all. After 29, I realized that, like, my mom is not going to be there forever. And I rely on that outside support system that I was talking about earlier that you need to cultivate. You're outside of your family support system. And, like, it's okay to ask for help. Like, moving into this place, I asked for help. But it's also okay to ask for help, like, advice-wise, not just, like, physical help. You look back at the last 9 years after 29, and you can, be proud of what you've accomplished so far. Even just be proud of making it to 29. It's a huge deal. Oh, totally something cliche that I'm about to say is it's not about the journey. It's not about the destination. It's about the journey. I fucked it up. But, like, that's so true. And that goes true with the word success. A lot of people think success is a destination. Success is more like points you hit along the way. Success is more like a walking a trail or walking a sidewalk. Hold on, this is a good song. This is a really good song. Okay, I won't bore you to death. But, like, success is a journey. I used to think that success is, like, something that I would dwell in, something that I would touch, something that I would feel, something that I would smell. But it's not. I mean, for some people, that's what success looks like. But, like, you gotta define. This is another thing. You gotta define what success looks like for you and not anybody else. If you're following someone else's dream, then you're not going to achieve yours. That's pretty much it that I got. Thank you for listening to the Manic Candace podcast. Thank you for the downloads. Happy Halloween. And I bid you adieu, my friends. Bye-bye.